This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
Thank you so much, Jay. Knocked it out of the park, my man.
Sorry.
Yeah, work in progress. One more segment in for the sweet spot. They will be back next week. Do not worry. But you got Monty, you got DJ, and you got Ham, Jay, and Michael Dixon as we are preparing to vote on the best of the rest.
Okay.
The NIT break.
Guess sorry, he's playing music there.
He's new on the board. Let's vote on the best of the rest. You heard the e-break this morning. Was it Corby that won? No, I'm blanking on who won. Yeah, Corby. Corby won this morning, but we have
I think it was Chris more. House that won. There was something on the top 10 that was funny.
You're in a 20-year time stall.
Just because his photo's still on the app doesn't mean he's the host.
No, it's okay. You, actually.
It's been like 4 years since Chris House has been on there. Now you're a jerk.
All right, let's get going here. We have six, maybe seven candidates if we have time. We'll play it by ear here. We will vote and award at the NIT break. Let's start with candidate number one, Dylan Reed, who has been producing the morning show all week long. He has been producing the Lando, Baldy, and Deddy show. And Baldy was doing a segment talking about Ozzy Osbourne's last show with Black Sabbath. He had some audio ready to play. Dylan, though, was not ready.
I love Tom Morello. I mean, between Rage, Audio Slave, and Prophets for Rage.
And for this one, they also brought out Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Okay. And this was towards the end of the All-Star set. They did Walk This Way, but then they went into Whole Lot of Love. And we'll play that here, right now, on the ticket. Maybe.
We hope.
When are you going to do that?
I'm hoping right about now.
Uh-oh.
On the ticket. It was a really cool tribute to a group that couldn't be there.
Yeah.
Little Zeppelin.
Well, and those Zeppelin and
music.
Zeppelin and Sabbath were out at the same time. You got it?
We got it. Okay, go ahead.
We thought we had it.
Anyway, Zeppelin and Sabbath were around at the same time.
I didn't realize until I heard it just now, the kind of shake voice Lando in the middle there as he was trying to fill time.
Yeah, he was trying to pad a little bit. He was trying to just come up with something until they could figure out how to play the audio. I'm not even going to put that on him. He's trying to be a good teammate.
No,
there.
It's not Lando, but it was just funny.
Well, and those Zeppelin.
He's so unsure of what's about to come out of his mouth.
Those Zeppelin and
music.
He sounds like he has the worst stutter of anyone I've ever heard.
Well, and
those Zeppelin and sound it out, Lando.
As the whole family's leaning in close around his hospital bed, like, no, he's trying to say something.
Today, Junior. That's great. Well, he never even got to the
audio.
Yeah,
what was the problem with finding the audio?
I don't know. But Daddy found it funny. Candidate number two here on the NIT break. Speaking of trying to get some audio to play and can't do it, it's Donovan Lewis. He was back from his trip. I believe this was last Friday. He had just got back from Spain, and he wanted to have some fun as they began lunch with the invasion.
I'm going to say this was last Thursday.
Was it Thursday?
Since we were all off on Friday.
Oh, that's right. Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday. And he could also not get his audio to cooperate.
Yeah. Make it sweat down!
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just do it dry.
I had a Spanish. I had it in Spanish.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Bienvenidos.
Is she just not talking? Is she
She's not talking to me right now. I'm very disappointed. I wrote it out and everything.
And you just played all that music.
Me llamo Mateo.
No, I have it up. Man. All right, 11:54.
You're in the pit, man.
So I was listening to this live, and I thought, did someone bomb the tower or something? Like, why did we lose everything?
Yeah, because there's like a good 7 seconds of pure silence in the middle of that.
And I was trying to just imagine the looks that are happening in the studio.
Oh, I could tell you, because I was here. So it's just Donovan and Tyler just looking at each other, just looking up, looking down, looking up, looking down. Like, is this playing? Is this playing? Without actually doing anything on air.
And I assume Donovan messed it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because that's usually
and then he had just the worst accent Spanish-speaking Matt McLaren
over there.
I
thought Matt was covering things pretty well there.
Me llamo Mateo. Su nombre es Donovan.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Bienvenidos.
Is she just ticket. Not talking? Is she
She's
refusing?
Not talking to me right now.
And then narrating the failure as well. It's not working.
They got Dano playing underneath it all. What a mess.
Great song, though.
All right. Donovan Lewis is candidate number two. Candidate number three, a mainstay here in the NIT break, S. Hamon. It's one Matt Birmingham on Sunday morning, our typical time slot. Ham was trying to read a birthday, and I don't think he believed that I was giving him the correct pronunciation and confusion.
Manny Machado is 33. Andrew Benedindi, 31. I'm saying it purposely wrong because
okay.
of the drop.
Just making sure.
Saying like John Radigan did. Brandon Lowe, 31.
Lowe.
Lowe.
It is Lowe.
No, it's not.
It is Brandon Lowe. Yes, it is.
The one whose brother is Nathan Lowe?
His brother is Josh Lowe. Brandon Lowe is a different guy.
What?
Look it up on the
Nathaniel
internet.
Lowe?
Nathaniel Lowe's brother is Josh Lowe. Brandon Lowe is a different guy.
This one's Brandon Lowe.
That's what that's who you're Lowe. Talking to. It's L-O-W-E, this but one, it's pronounced
the
Lowe.
The one that's on the race.
Yes.
Get out of here.
I'm here till noon.
Oh. Baseball.
It was Barry Who's on first there at the beginning.
Why didn't you just...
Wow. Lowe.
He corrected you. Just Lowe. Say, okay, my bad. You could have just let it go. No, you didn't have to keep fighting him on it.
No, no, this is the guy on the Rays. Yeah, I know. The guy on the Rays, his name
yeah,
is Brandon.
That's what I'm saying.
Brandon Lowe.
It's his brother. No, it's
it
not.
It is confusing because there is a guy, Josh Lowe, that's also on the Rays who is Nathaniel Lowe's brother. But Brandon wants to be different, and he goes by Lowe. All right, Ham
the mother
is candidate number three. Up next here, we have a combo platter from our man, the Virgin Voyager himself, E.A. Azad.
Yes.
You can hear him on the Hardline this afternoon. Speaking of Sunday Morning Whip, if you're aware of our show, we have a kind of a secret menu character, which is Lingering E.A., who likes to stick around, maybe catch up on some sleep, sitting in there in the producer chair.
Just in case we bring him up. He wants to be ready to go.
Right. Because he's making an odds call. We're probably over 3 hours. Going to bring him up at some point.
He probably did something funny in his podcast or something that we're going to highlight.
Yeah. Well, this was later on in our show, and EA had not talked in well over an hour except to drop this tiny little bomb. You can't arrest me, and then I hear you guys in the back thumbing through your police books.
What did you do here? I mean, it is a dead
trying
guy.
To figure out what to do.
He didn't signal. We saw him some traffic violations. Arrest him.
Was he jaywalking? No, maybe not.
Probably for necrophilia.
In Monty's world, yeah. In Monty's mind. But yeah, what are the
EA
necrophilia
said three
laws?
Words.
And it was necrophilia.
Since 9:30. Those three words were probably for necrophilia. I guess good thing he didn't bring it up in a Ranger segment or something.
Yeah.
Of course.
Birthdays. Tenzin Gyatso.
That was like right before the Brandon Lowe thing. Yeah. He had not said a word in forever, which he's not really supposed to, but he'll chime in from time to time, and if EA has something good, we want
probably
him to chime in.
If you got something, then shoot.
But just going, probably for necrophilia.
Probably for necrophilia.
Wasn't too helpful.
Nah.
But also...
There's no way he's featured more than once, though, in this week's NIT, right?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and stop you right there, DJ, because he is also candidate number five. You may have heard him before on the Hardline try to keep up with the fast-paced lyrics of one Will Smith's Wild Wild West. Well,
a song that he's attached himself to.
Yes.
So you would think he's got some kind of grasp of it.
He claims that he knows it very well. Well, he was producing The Invasion. They rolled it out again. Redemption arc. Let's see if he nailed it.
That was EA's favorite song in the background as we played the promo. EA loves the Wild Wild West. You want to sing a little bit?
Do your hip react one-on-one. Okay,
boy, quick give up there.
Why did you give up so fast? That's why you didn't score with the lady at the pizza place on the cruise.
I did, if you check my Twitter, I did do the whole song in front of everybody on the cruise, but I ran out really quick.
He has some dance moves going on.
Okay, well, I'll definitely check that out.
Is that what got the lady to go to the 2 a.m. pizza with you?
I don't think so. This was the second night.
Is it a good point when you're called to sing on live radio to then say, well, on my Twitter, I sing good.
Yeah, go check out my social media.
Yeah, go on my social media and you'll see me. It's great.
For a guy who loves that song, he only knows two lines, which are Wild Wild West and the Hip React. The rest of it, complete foreign concept to EA. And then he gives up so quickly. Do you have that little part right when he's starting to rap?
Hip react, one-on-one. Okay,
I don't even know what he says.
Such a give up.
Mumbles. Oh, I love EA. All right, candidate number six here on the NIT break. Before we vote, it's one Corby Davidson, the man you call sir, DJ.
Absolutely.
They were wrapping up a segment, going into break, going into a Bob live spot. And Corby thought Bob was reading the wrong one and tried to interrupt him.
We saw a movie, a sports movie. Does it hold up?
The Ticket.
Oh, it's me again. I would like to talk with you and maybe reiterate some of those points from earlier. The idea that soda has really been a pretty nice little find for me. It's entered my situation.
I just want to say that I appreciate that you love soda, but let's talk about your feet.
No, we just
didn't. No, it's soda.
What's going on here?
Oh.
Just everybody just calm down. I don't want to talk about my feet. I want to talk about soda.
I'll leave you alone.
You know, I've seen so many friends here at the Ticket. You're so excited that I was doing the wrong spot that you were wrong.
Okay.
Which then made Bob excited to correct him.
Here's the thing.
No.
It's a funny e-break. Corby walked all over Bob having a Choose Energy moment there. He had absolutely no direction in where he was going with that live spot. He was meandering, and then he got a lifeline. Play it again. I want to hear it. Just listen if you feel like this was a good representation of the products that soda and the services that soda weight loss provides you.
Oh, it's me again. I would like to talk with you and maybe reiterate some of those points from earlier. The idea that soda has really been a pretty nice little find for me. It's entered my situation.
I just want to say
entered my situation.
But let's talk about your
feet. Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know that he had his copy fully in front of him, but he was getting there.
Anything. He had nothing.
He was getting there, and then Corby, as always, wanted to talk about feet, and he couldn't get Bob to do it. All right, let's vote. Is it Dylan Reed and his audio problems? Is it Donovan Lewis and his audio problems? Is it Ham Low Low? Is it EA's necrophilia, EA not being able to sing, or interrupting Corby? DJ, I believe this is your first ever NIT break vote. Woo. What say you?
I think I'm obligated to go with my hardline brethren. I think that was a very poor live spot. Hardline proper.
Okay.
Let's say, not shadow hardline.
Jay King.
Give me Donovan.
All right. Michael Dixon.
Yeah, I think it's Corby.
Ham.
But let's talk about your feet.
All right, that is three votes for Corby. I think I would give one to Wild Wild West EA, but Corby has three votes, and that is enough. Corby is this week's winner, which gives him five all-time. He'll need another five if he wants to catch our leader.